This is Stan Warwick, General Manager of KGIL. On February 9th, 1971, the 1,200,000 persons of the San Fernando Valley all were awakened at the same instant. And the day which followed that instant was to become the single most historic day in the history of the San Fernando Valley. It was a day of tragedy and death, of compassion and concern. A day that will remain fresh in the minds of everyone who experienced it for countless years to come. And far into the future, people in the valley will ask each other, "Where were you when the earthquake struck?" At KGIL, whereas the San Fernando Valley's radio station, we were so much a part of that day, we feel that February 9th, 1971, should be preserved historically as a day of great importance. Important in the memory of those who did not survive that day, and important to those who not only did survive, but rebuilt their homes, their businesses, and their lives. In this sense of history, one year later, we present the sounds of that day, a condensation of our broadcasts from moments after the quake struck until evening when all was quiet. These are the actual recordings of KGIL from February 9th, 1971, the longest day in the San Fernando Valley.
And the temblers keep coming. We've been on the air, we've had several of them. One of them was rather severe. Interstate 5, which is the Golden State Freeway, is closed between Los Angeles and Bakersfield. Now we have reports from farther out from the area. The quake was felt 200 miles to the north at Fresno, 130 miles south to the Mexican border. Power blackouts were reported in Ventura and Orange counties, as well as in the Los Angeles area. The University of California at Berkeley now says the quake had a magnitude on the Richter scale of 6.5 and was centered in the Newhall area. Now, Bill Smith in Mobile 8-4 is out there, and he has this report. Bill?
Jim, I'm still at the Veterans Hospital in San Fernando, and I've just talked with Chief Renfro of the Los Angeles Fire Department, Assistant Chief Renfro, and he says that there are still many patients, perhaps as many as 60, trapped inside this building. He says they're bringing them out two or three at a time, and it will be quite a while yet before they have a chance to see just how seriously injured the people were inside the building. So far, we have no word of fatalities. We do hope it stays that way. The Assistant Chief had hoped to get away and talk with us on the radio for a moment, but the situation is so busy up here that so far he has not had a chance. Another chief now. Chief, can you step into the car for a moment? This is Chief Long from the Los Angeles Fire Department. Chief, would you give us on KGIL News an assessment of what has happened here at the Veterans Hospital in San Fernando?
Well, briefly, we've had several structures collapse, some of them quite large in size. We have many people trapped. We don't know exactly how many. We've freed some already, and we're in the process of freeing others.
Chief Long, two questions here. One, how many buildings have collapsed? I see this large one in front of us. How many buildings, and are there any reports of fatalities at this moment?
Yes, we have at least one fatality, and there are, I know of three structures that have collapsed, and one of them is quite large in size. We estimate it could cover an area of approximately 2 acres.
Okay, Bill, you will stay on the scene there.
KS-328, this is KL-7600.
Bill, you will stay on the scene there.
Jim, I'll be right here. I won't go anywhere.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much, Bill. And now, Frank Bingman.
Yeah, I have the seismological laboratory here, and I'm talking to a young lady over there, and I've asked her to indicate to me if she knows the magnitude of this quake. Do you have any figures on that? I know originally your instruments were rather knocked off scale.
Right, they were. However, we have a reading from the National Ocean Survey in Washington, and they were far enough away that they could get a better reading. They estimate it at 6.5.
At 6.5. Now, that's a rather severe earthquake.
Skywatch is standing by now, so let's go to him and find out what's happening. Colonel Bruce, what's the story?
We have some problems on the Golden State still because of ruptured pavement and collapsed bridges. As I've looked over the area a little more carefully, I can see that several spans have collapsed in the new construction area. And right now we have Mobile 74 going over to all of you to appraise the situation there, and we'll be hearing from Mobile 74 before too long. Valley Skywatch clear.
Is 74, by the way, within earshot, and can you say anything at this moment, 7-4?
Well, this is 7-4, Jim. We're on our way to Olivew Hospital in Selma. We have word of some major destruction there. We'll get the specific information as soon as we reach the scene. I'd put us about 2 minutes away from that area right now. Shots off, got 7-4 clear.
All right, we have Dick Spangler in Mobile 8-3 standing by. Dick?
Yes, I'm here at the edge of Van Norman Lake. The lower Van Norman Dam area is in a position that it is overflowing. It's coming up at a very high level. With me here overlooking the dam area is Councilman Robert Wilkinson. Councilman, how do you assess the situation?
Well, they are lowering the lake as quickly as possible through the bypasses in the flood control channels. We caution, we'd like to have everybody stay home, stay off the streets, stay out of the north area of the San Fernando Valley.
From the scene, Dick Spangler, Mobile 83, clear.
We have on the phone Dick Friend, who is spokesman for the Los Angeles County Fire Department. Dick, can you give us sort of a roundup of what you know so far?
Jim, apparently the biggest problem area is at Olive View Hospital there in the San Fernando Valley. Report from Battalion Chief George Rummage, who was there with county firemen assisting hospital personnel, said there is widespread destruction.
We have Bill Smith in Mobile 84. He's standing by at the scene of another bad situation. Bill?
Jim, I'm still at the Veterans Hospital in San Fernando. Before I hit this story, just picked it up over the police radio, and maybe you've not used it yet, but they are once again calling for an evacuation in the Van Norman Lakes area. So according to the police radio moments ago, the evacuation is now on again in the Van Norman Reservoir area of the North San Fernando Valley. Jim, this is a very tragic scene up here, and I'm sure that the death toll will go higher than the one confirmed fatality, because as I was climbing through the wreckage, we found one other person who had been killed in the tumble of the building, a person underneath that person who was still alive. Many of the press people up here, by the way, are behaving very admirably. They are assisting the people in the rescue, helping to move heavy pieces of building.
Thank you very much, Bill. And for those listeners who didn't feel that, we just had another one, baby. It just rolled through.
I have with me Joe Heavey. He's the acting director of the hospital. Joe, would you describe to us what has happened so far here?
At this particular time, we have two patient buildings that have been completely destroyed. The LA Fire Department, other volunteers from the community, our own employees are breaking through the roof in an attempt to find patients and employees that are obviously in there.
Chuck Southcott in Mobile 74, are you there?
All right, Jim, well, we're at Olive View now. We are looking at Olive View Hospital. The scene is pretty dismal. As a matter of fact, two sections of the building have completely toppled over, and they actually buried themselves into the ground. The rest of the building is buckled pretty well, especially the ground floor itself. The main building itself, the major building, is still standing. It looks all right, except it does seem to have a curvature to it that I'm sure it didn't have last night.
Now let's go to Colonel Bruce Payne. He's in Valley Skywatch. Bruce?
We're still making surveillance of the entire area. Hardest hit, at least, that particular area is the North Central Valley. The water is slowly receding, going down in Sepulveda Dam, also known as Van Norman Lakes, the lower reservoir. But it's still a very touchy situation with very little earthen fill left to be washed away, and the wind velocity isn't helping things either. It's about 25 knots on the ground, as high as 30 to 40 at 2,000 feet and up, and giving us a lot of problems flying around here. The helicopters are bouncing around like wood chips on heavy seas. The Highway 99 is closed and will be for some time to come, of course, with tons and tons of concrete having fallen down from the overcrossings or the bridge spans going across in the new construction area. KGIL Valley Skywatch, clear.
We have in the studio Stan Brown, who lives in the Granada Hills area, and he was just up to his home and back and had a few experiences along the way. Stan?
By driving from the KGIL studios here on Lassen Street to Granada Hills, we're west of Balboa, and driving in that area, it's very noticeable that many people lost walls, some of the chimneys are down, a lot of water problems up there, and sporadic fires. And so, of course, the first thing the people were doing this morning, getting the gas turned off. And it's also, you cannot get a car into the area unless you live up there. Picked up two workmen. One man was working on an all-night construction project. He has five children in Saugus, and he was hitchhiking his way, and people were helping out. There's one home in the Granada Hills area I've noticed for the past year. The man has been doing the cement work on the outside completely himself. Usually you'll have construction people do this, and a very attractive looking chimney he put up, and he's worked there Saturdays and Sundays in the hot summertime. You see him out there, and I noticed as I drove by that home today, that chimney was down.
We have Bill Smith in Mobile 8-4 standing by at the VA hospital, the San Fernando VA hospital, which is in Sylmar. Bill, what's the latest word?
Jim, I have an update here, and I think the first thing we should do is to try to reassure families of patients who might be up here at the hospital. About the only way we can do that is say that the total patients here are about 400 patients. Now, of those 400, 200 have already been evacuated to other areas where they may be cared for more properly. And 70 people are in the trapped buildings, the buildings that have fallen. 70 people are trapped inside those, 12 of those rescued. So of the 400 total patients up here, about 70 are involved in this disaster. And while this is not much of a numbers game, it may be of some comfort to the people who have family members up here, and that the odds are about 3-1 that someone you know was not involved. I know those are not much odds, but maybe they will help someone at least to get through this terrible tragedy here at the Veterans Hospital in Sylmar.
Frank St. Denis from the Hospital Council says that the VA hospital in San Fernando, in Sylmar, is in need of surgeons and physicians. In need of surgeons and physicians. Dick Spangler has been out on the scene of the Van Norman Lakes Dam, where there has been a great deal of apprehension. Dick, what's the story?
Jim, I've just come back from that area. The spectators in the hundreds are lining and watching both sides of the hills adjacent to the lower Van Norman Dam. The situation is apparently no longer critical. What that really means is the dam will probably not break. The some 440 million gallons of water is successfully now being drained out. And I got the encouraging word from the Van Norman Lakes area from city engineer Jay Wool.
We have no water coming through anywhere at this time. We've got about 6 foot of freeboard up there at this time. We're draining this reservoir just as fast as we possibly can. You'll see water running everywhere. Nothing to worry about from that standpoint. Also, we have cut off all the water coming in.
We've received word that the Red Cross has opened two shelters in the San Fernando Valley. First in the Granada Hills area at Granada High, which is at 10535 Zelza Avenue. The other is at San Fernando Park at Jesse and Truman Avenues. Two Red Cross shelters opened in the North Valley. Bill Smith in Mobile 8-4. Bill?
Yes, Jim. Again, up here at the Veterans Hospital, San Fernando Veterans Hospital in Sylmar, where some 70 patients have been trapped inside two buildings which have come down. And it's about time for some good news to this tragic story, which includes four deaths. The good news is I have one of the survivors here with me in the car right now. Norman Wood was in the building when it collapsed. He and the other people in his room did get out. Norman Wood is in good shape, and we'd like to have his account of just what happened when the earthquake struck. Norman, what was happening inside that hospital?
Well, I could feel myself being thrown around. I was thrown out of bed, and I realized what was happening, fortunately, and I tried to get under the bed, but I was being thrown around so I couldn't, so I was laying on the floor by a nightstand. The ceiling by this time had collapsed, and was only, I could lay on the floor and touch it with my hand. I heard very little from the other patients right at the time. The fellow next to me, I spoke to him, and he said he was all right. So we started trying to crawl out through a small hole that was under the beam of the roof. We got out within a few minutes, and I looked around. The beam had fallen right across my bed and across his bed next to me. We worked for about an hour or so there, and we got all of the fellows out of this room I was in. None of them were seriously injured, but we took a little bit longer, and one of the fellows in the room next door to me was had a back injury. We finally got him out with the aid of the firemen, and they're still up there working on the rest of them.
This is a SIGALERT information message regarding the San Fernando Valley. The Los Angeles Police Department reports that all water in the San Fernando Valley and the city of San Fernando is contaminated, and citizens are advised to boil their drinking water.
Just repeat that in case it was a little garbled. I'm sure you understood it, though. All water in the San Fernando Valley and the city of San Fernando in particular is contaminated. Any water that you use should be boiled in advance of that usage.
Chuck Southcott at the mayor's office, city of San Fernando.
I took a tour with our fire chief and our city attorney
up through the northwest section of the city of San Fernando, and we've got serious damage both in the streets and the homes. Some of them I checked personally, I'm sure, are completely total losses.
Chuck Southcott at the mayor's office, city of San Fernando, mobile 7-4, clear.
This is Officer Gillis, the West Valley office of the California Highway Patrol, advising KGIL listeners that the San Diego Freeway northbound, all traffic will be stopped at Nordhoff. And for those traveling southbound on the San Diego Freeway from the dam area to Victory, the off-ramps will be closed. If you're traveling southbound from the dam area, you'll have to go south beyond Victory to get off on the off-ramps.
And that was Officer Gillis of the California Highway Patrol with his information on the San Diego Freeway off-ramp closures. Actually, there's no point in going north on the San Diego Freeway at the point past which it is closed anyway, because there's no place to go to once you get to the Golden State Freeway.
Upon advice of engineers, the Los Angeles Police Department directs immediate evacuation of all persons from the area to the south of Van Norman Reservoir. The area affected is bounded by Van Norman Dam on the north, Victory Boulevard on the south, San Diego Freeway on the east, Balboa on the west.